I would call the meeting to order, and typically I would turn it over to our planning board secretary to read the statement of adequate notice. She's got a well-deserved vacation, so I will take on some of her responsibilities. So I'll read the statement of adequate notice. Let the minutes show that adequate notice of this meeting as required by PL 1975, Chapter 231 has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Township Bulletin Board and filed with the Township Clerk on the same date. Next on our agenda is flag salute. So would everyone please stand with us, and I'll lead us in a flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Next up, Mike, on our agenda is swearing in any new members. I know you had mentioned Ms. Penny needs to be sworn in, but I don't know that she's joined us yet tonight.
It does not appear that she has, so we would have to postpone that until she comes on.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Next up is the roll call, which I will read. Mr. Beck? Wait, you're on mute. Yes. I see Mr. Beck, so I'm giving him a yes.
Yes.
Nancy?
Here.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, man, I'm not pronouncing this. Consente. All right. So, absent. I'm here. Oxley.
I'm here.
Gotcha. Pato. I don't see Tom. So, no. Chris. Is here.
Yes.
Is Curtis here?
Here. Present.
Jeff
here. Here.
Penny's remaining absent. And Apaya? No, absent. Okay. All right. We have a quorum. So first thing on our agenda, Mike, unless there's something else I should be doing before we proceed.
No, we can move on to the minutes.
All right. First thing on our agenda is approval of the minutes. So we have our August, we have 2 minutes to approve. We'll do them one at a time. The first is the August 12th meeting. And I believe Pam had distributed those minutes. Not all of us are available to adopt those. Is someone available to make a motion?
I'll move them.
Okay, Nancy's making the motion. Who is this? Is our second?
I'll second. Either one.
All right, Rose, you got it. And any comments or suggested revisions?
No.
Seeing none, I will call the roll. Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Tom is absent. Chris?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And I think that's the only folks that are here. So the minutes passed. Next is approval of meeting minutes of September 9th. Again, Pam did distribute those. Only certain folks are available to approve them. So I would look to someone to make a motion to approve those September 9th meeting minutes.
I'll motion it, Stacy.
Okay. Thank you, Stacy. I got to figure out where to write this. All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Any further comments or suggested revisions? Seeing none, Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy?
Yes.
Absent. Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Tato's absent. Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
And Jeff?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. We're all good. Next is the public comment portion. Is there anyone here as a member of the public that would like to comment on anything that's not otherwise scheduled for public discussion?
I'm not from the public, but I would like to say something. Mitch, you're doing a fantastic job as the planning board secretary. And I just would like to say that I, as much as we do appreciate Pam, we may not ever need her back.
Oh, no.
Wait till she hears this recording.
It would have been much better on video, just so you know, but okay.
Your kind words are now part of the public record. I'll be sharing that with my boss at work tomorrow. So if that results in a raise, you're in for a 10% cut.
All about it.
right. Thanks, buddy. All right. Seeing no other, is there any other public comment aside from the unsolicited praise by Chris of myself? Seeing none, thank you, everyone. We'll close the public comment session and next move on to our substantive item, which is an amendment to the master plan. And I would like to, unless there's another procedure, Mike, turn this over to our planner, McKinley, who will walk us through the proposed amendment and our charge for tonight.
Before you do that, I just want to announce for the record that service was properly made. The service and publication is in order so that the board does have jurisdiction to proceed with the hearing on the master plan revision. That being said, I'll swear McKinley into you. Either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
I do.
Hey.
All right.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board members. Good to be here with you guys tonight. We are here tonight to review the amended community facilities master plan element. This board adopted a full master plan back, I believe it was 2017. It was almost exactly 3 years ago. I think it was November of 2017. Since that time, there have been some changes, most notably this year. In 2020, the township's fire district took over the township's emergency medical services, and the fire district is now providing the ambulance service to the township. So given that fairly substantial change, it was appropriate to amend the community facilities element of the master plan to reflect this new situation. So that is what we have in front of us today. It's an amendment to the plan that you adopted 3 years ago. It's a fairly simple and straightforward amendment since it has to do with this very particular piece, the EMS and ambulance service. So we've added language to it to update it to represent those changes, that the EMS division is now operated out of the fire station and the former first aid squad, the building is now being used for storage of extra equipment and vehicles. And as we discussed at the beginning of this meeting, I know Lieutenant Maloney is here, so if I misstate anything, he can jump in and correct me. But he was very helpful with getting these things done.
McKinley, I just had one question. I note that in our packet, there's ordinance 20-03, which is an adopted ordinance. And that effectively does the same thing by transferring that authority to the fire district.
Correct. Yeah, that was the action taken at the level of the governing body to make that an official change.
Okay. And now our specific charge is to confirm the amendment to the master plan?
Correct. So your duty now is to adopt the master plan that's going to reflect that change.
Okay. So is there any questions for McKinley? I don't mean to. Okay. So I just want to be clear. So what, Mike, the anticipated action would be a motion to adopt the master plan amendment as described by our planner?
That's correct.
Okay. Anything else we need to do or consider in making that motion so that we comfortably address any issues?
I don't think so. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay. And then step two is if the board takes that action, are you looking for us to memorialize the resolution to enact that also?
I think you can act and memorialize by adopting the memorializing resolution in one vote.
Okay. All right. So then I will propose the motion in this case. So I would, unless there's any questions, I would suggest that we have a motion to approve the master plan amendment and simultaneously memorialize the resolution that Mike had prepared and Pam had previously distributed to confirm our decision on this so that we can expeditiously assist the township in moving ahead on this matter. So that would be the motion, which has two parts to it. And I would look for a second, please.
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Is there any suggested revisions or amendments to the motion? Okay, seeing none, I'll call the roll. Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Me, yes. Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Tom's not here. Chris?
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And I think that's everyone that's here. Okay, so the amendment and the resolution pass. Thank you, everybody. And we'll try to keep this short. I don't think there's anything else on our agenda. Is there any old business or new business, Mike, that you're aware of that we need to attend to?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, and typically I'd ask that question to Pam, so.
But if you want to hold on for a second, I see that Mary Penny has joined the meeting.
Nice.
Yep. And we can at least cover that. We can take care of that if she is here and either vocally or video or both.
See her. Mary, are you signed on? Hey, Ryan, can you tell if Mary is on?
I don't think that she's connected to audio currently because I can't mute her or ask to, I can't ask to unmute now. So I think she's on audio now.
She's on mute.
Yeah,
she's muted.
I did ask to unmute her. I also, Mr. Pepe, are you able to mute through the phone?
Yes.
Like, because there is a little bit of feedback coming through, so mm-hmm. I would ask if you could just. Oh Jesus! Okay, he just left.
You offended him so.
That's one way of muting.
I guess so.
All right, Ryan, please don't insult any more of the planning board members.
I'll try not to. I'm sorry.
All right. So, Mary, Ms. Penny, are you able to communicate with us?
It appears not. So
she's not on mute.
She's anymore. Not on mute.
She's not in the conference call.
Mary?
Okay. There's another number coming up, the 609-915-3444.
I do think that is Mr. Pepe coming back.
Oh, we better get out of here before he comes back.
915-3444 is Pat Butch.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have known that.
All right. Hey, Mary, we're going to ask you one more time if you're able to go back and forth with us so that Mike can swear you in. If not, no worries. We will catch it at the next meeting. All right, Mike, I think we're going to move on. You okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for your patience with trying to get that done. So with no other new business or old business on our...
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm here.
Mike, do your thing.
Mary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Would you please raise your right hand and repeat after me?
All right.
I, Mary Penny. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And that I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I further swear.
And I further swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of.
All the duties of.
The office of alternate one.
The office of alternate.
One.
One.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Thank you. You're good.
Great.
All right. You're official, Ms. Penny. Well, welcome back to the group.
I'm glad to be here.
And now your first official business for tonight, and I must ask of you, is we are ready for a motion to adjourn. Would you do us the honor of making a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
All right. I will second it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Nice job, everyone. Good night. We are adjourned.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.